Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A 23-year-old man is dead after being shot across the street from St. Sabina Catholic Church on the south side. Though the shooting deaths in the area are not unusual, the timing on this one is especially moving. The story from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
The killing in the 1200 block of West 78th Place happened around 11:30 last night, hours after Father Mike Flager led a peace march in the community. It marked the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. and was in remembrance of those killed by gunfire. Father Flager says he's not going to stop fighting for peace because people are dying.
Numbers are coming down, but it hurts. But I'm not going to stop until we don't have any more casualties, until the number is zero.
Police say the 23-year-old victim died after being taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center. Father Flager plans to offer a reward for information leading to the killer. Outside St. Sabina Church, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A man who says he was tortured into giving a confession and has spent 28 years in prison will learn today whether he gets a new trial. George Anderson says he underwent 30 hours of torture by Chicago police detectives associated with Commander John Burge. A Cook County judge is expected to issue a ruling on the new trial at 1 o'clock this afternoon. A documentary video is now live on Facebook in connection with the 2001 disappearance of the Bradley sisters, who were 10 and 3 years old when they disappeared on Chicago's South Side.
The great aunt of Diamond and Tianda Bradley, Sheila Bradley Smith, hopes something comes out of this.
I'm very excited about it because what makes this different is that Facebook, it's watch unlike the traditional TV. A lot of people don't watch TV, but a lot of people look at their cell phones.
It has been 19 years since the girls disappeared while their mother was at work. Bradley Smith holds on to some optimism.
You keep it up because there is a part in your heart that's missing. That's a family member.
You can find the program on Facebook under Vanished Missing Persons Project. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
WBBM News Time, 10:07. Four men from Chicago are facing a variety of charges after a chase earlier this week that ended with a crash near McCormick Place. Police say the chase began after officers noticed a stolen vehicle speeding and tried to pull it over. The car went out of control and ran into a barrier, seriously injuring three people inside. The fourth reportedly tried to run away, but was caught. The three men with injuries are still hospitalized. They're in stable condition. Chicago police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the death of a man who fell from the seventh floor of Water Tower Place yesterday.
Police say the man, believed to be in his 20s, fell from the seventh floor at the mall. A police source says he may have jumped in an apparent suicide attempt. He was taken to Northwestern Memorial Hospital and pronounced dead. In November of last year, a 65-year-old woman died at the shopping center after jumping from the seventh floor. Her death was ruled a suicide. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Authorities are asking for the public's help in finding an 8-year-old boy from Chicago who's been missing since about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Anthony Chalmers was last seen along the 6400 block of South King Drive, riding a small bicycle with training wheels. He's described as African American, 4 feet tall, weighing 70 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair. He was last seen wearing a dark-colored hooded sweatshirt, dark green pants, blue Nike sneakers, and carrying a checkered Nike bag. Anyone with information is asked to call Chicago police. Republican Chris Lawson has withdrawn his candidacy for Kane County Board Chairman, ending his campaign for a third term. Longtime County Treasurer David Rickert will now run unopposed in the Republican primary. Meanwhile, two Democrats are also vying for the office. Greg Elsbury and Corinne Pirog will face off in March for the chance to take on Rickert in November. Even though the state has revoked its license, Chicago's Lincoln Towing Service has won a court battle to stay in business.
Cook County Circuit Judge Neil Cohen says the Illinois Commerce Commission violated fundamental fairness and due process rights by failing to advise Lincoln Towing that it could lose its license as a result of a hearing process that led the ICC to revoke Lincoln's license in 2018. The ICC ruling followed a 2016 investigation that claimed Lincoln committed more than 800 violations of towing rules over an 8-month period. Lincoln was granted a temporary restraining order that allowed it to still tow vehicles while appealing the ICC's ruling in court. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.